Football Rules Revisited. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you what's new and what's different next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Whenever I'm out and about at football games, especially at the beginning of a new season, a lot of folks will ask if there are any rules changes in place. So let's review them all together. Here are some of the highlights of the new rules for 2012. First, on passing plays, a receiver must establish position inbounds and be in control of the ball in order for the play to be ruled a catch. Gone are the days where a receiver is given a catch because the defender forced the play out of bounds. On kickoffs, the kicking team may not contact a member of the receiving team until the ball has traveled at least 10 yards or unless a member of the receiving team initiates the contact. Hand contact by a blocker below the waist is now considered blocking below the waist. And next, we have two rules from the safety department, as in safe play. A player whose helmet comes off during a play must be removed from the game for a minimum of one play before being able to go back in. The exception is if the helmet came off because of a penalty which occurred on the play, for example, grabbing the face mask. The second safety rule is hurdling. A ball carrier cannot hurdle over a defensive player in an effort to avoid a tackle. The penalty is 15 yards. And of course, then you also get those questions about other situations. The first game I was at went into overtime. And after I explained the basic rules about four downs from the 10 for each team and how they could go for 1 or 2 points on the conversion following touchdowns regardless of how many overtimes were played, someone asked what happens on a turnover. And for whatever reason, I drew a blank. A quick call to a colleague, Mark Ewell, who oversees everything with officials in our office and who is also an official himself, got my answer and just in time. If the offense turns the ball over, play stops. Just like on an extra point try, the defense cannot return an interception, a fumble recovery, or a blocked kick during overtime for a score. And just after I got my answer and gave it to that person, one of the teams in its overtime possession threw an interception, which would have been a pick six any other time during the game. And the beginning of the new season is a good time to remind everyone of some of the key rule differences between high school football and what we see at the college and professional levels. First, there's no such thing as a tackle box for the purposes of intentional grounding. A quarterback must always have an eligible receiver in the area. There's also no such thing as an uncatchable ball when it comes to pass interference. If there's an illegal contact, it's a foul. And the only fouls that result in automatic first downs in high school are defensive pass interference, roughing the passer, the snapper, and the holder. In general, personal fouls do not result in automatic first downs in high school football. If you'd like to take the same rules meeting online that the head coaches and game officials must take prior to the season, visit the football page of the MHSAA website later in September, where you'll also be able to take the same online concussion course that the coaches and officials in most sports will take this year. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.